1988.
Whatever you want, right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Get interactive with the features that you'll find there on the site. You can submit content to the front page of the website. In fact, coming up, the top story from freetalklive.com, as submitted by BS Runner. The letter, open letter to New Jersey residents from the CEO, chairman, and product architect of Tesla Motors in response to New Jersey banning Tesla Motors from doing direct-to-consumer sales in their state. We'll see what the CEO has to say about that.
And it's not just Tesla that is being banned.
Mm-hmm.
It is all car dealers.
That's
or
right.
Car manufacturers. Tesla is just the only major manufacturer that is currently doing direct-to-consumer sales.
Right, and we'll get into the details on what he has to say and what that whole situation's all about. But first, there's another letter that we teased last week on the show, and you felt was so important we had to get it out there. It's about banning the U.S. dollar.
Yes.
And it's from some U.S. representative.
Congressman Jared Polis from, Colorado, he has written a letter, and I'm actually trying to pull up the letter. I've got the article that speaks about the letter, but want to pull up the actual letter.
Okay, I apologize.
Because
I
the letter is hilarious.
Yeah, I apologize. I thought you had that pulled up. So what it was in response to, as I understand it, was kind of the call to ban Bitcoin.
Well, there was a senator from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, who wrote a letter to the Treasury saying, we need to ban Bitcoin, and here's why. And so Congressman Polis sort of took that letter and tweaked it a little bit to make it apply to U.S. dollars.
So I didn't read the letter from the original senator or whatever. I presume it was to the effect of, oh, Bitcoins are being used for black market activity. Bitcoins, that seems like the big critique of Bitcoins. Bitcoins are volatile. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Did you read the original
letter? I did not read the original letter, but based on the wording of this letter and knowing that it's in response to the other,
you can infer.
I can sort of, guess what was in the original letter.
Okay. Have you pulled it up?
I have this pulled up.
Okay, great. Let's do it.
Dated March 5th, 2014. Dear Secretary Liu, Chairwoman Yellen, Comptroller Curry, Acting Chairman Wetjen, Chairman Greenberg, and Chairwoman White, I write today to express my concerns about the United States dollar bills. The exchange of dollar bills, including high denomination bills, is currently unregulated and has allowed users to participate in illicit activity while also being highly subject to forgery, theft, and loss. For the reasons outlined below...
Well, we know that the Bitcoin is not subject to forgery.
Right.
You really can't forge a Bitcoin. But anyway, going on.
I urge regulators to take immediate and appropriate action to limit the use of dollar bills. By way of background, a physical dollar bill is a printed version of a dollar note issued by the Federal Reserve and backed by the ephemeral full faith and credit of the United States. Dollar bills have gained notoriety in relation to illicit transactions. Suitcases full of dollar bills used for illegal transactions were recently featured in the popular movies American Hustle, and Dallas Buyers Club, as well as the gangster classic Scarface, among others.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar bills are present in nearly all major drug busts in the United States and many abroad. According to the According to the United States Department of Justice study, crime in the United States, more than $1 billion in cash was stolen in 2012, of which less than 3% was ever recovered. The United States dollar was present by the truckload in Saddam Hussein's compound, by the carload when Noriega was arrested for drug trafficking, and by the suitcase full in the Watergate. Unlike digital currencies, which are carbon neutral, allowing us to breathe cleaner air, each dollar bill is manufactured from virgin materials like cotton and linen, which go through extensive treatment and processing. Last year, the Federal Reserve had to destroy $3 billion worth of $100 bills after a printing error.
Oh, wow.
Certainly, this cannot be the greenest currency. Printed pieces of paper can fit in a person's pocket and can be given to another person without any government oversight. Dollar bills are not only a store of value, but also a method for transferring that value. This also means that dollar bills allow for anonymous and irreversible transactions.
Mm-hmm.
The very features of dollar bills, such
which is
as,
also true about Bitcoin, by the way. You can transfer Bitcoin anonymously. There are ways
yes.
to do that. By default, it's not. And then also, they're irreversible unless the person you send them to decides to give you a refund.
Right.
Same with dollars.
The very features of dollar bills, such as anonymous transactions, have created ubiquitous uses from drug purchases to hitmen to prostitutes.
Oh, yeah.
As dollar bills are attractive to criminals who are able to disguise their actions from law enforcement. Due to the dollar bill's anonymity, the dollar market has been extremely susceptible to forgers, tax fraud, criminal cartels, and armed robbers stealing millions of dollars from their legitimate owners.
Mm.
Anonymity combined with the dollar bill's ability to finalize transactions quickly makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to reverse fraudulent transactions. Many of our foreign counterparts already understand the wide range of problems that physical currencies can have. Many physical currencies have enormous price fluctuations and even experience deflation. 20 years ago, Brazil had an inflation rate of 6,281%.
Whoa.
In 4 years, from 2001 to 2005, the Turkish lira went from 1,650,000 to $1 to 1.29 per dollar. In 2009, Zimbabwe discontinued its dollar. Before it was eliminated, the Zimbabwe dollar was the least valuable currency in the world, and their central bank even issued a $100 trillion banknote. A person would starve on $1 billion Zimbabwe dollars, mm-hmm. and it took an entire wheelbarrow full of $100 billion bills in notes to purchase a loaf of bread.
That's ridiculous.
The clear use of dollar bills for transacting is the clear use of dollar bills in transacting in illegal goods, anonymous transactions, tax fraud, and services, or speculative gambling make me wary of their use. Before the United States gets too far behind the curve on this important topic, I urge the regulators to work together, act quickly, and prohibit this dangerous currency from harming hardworking Americans. Sincerely, Jared Polis, Member of Congress.
Wow. So, well, it's nice to know that there's somebody in Congress who actually seems to care about digital currency. And, you know, he doesn't name Bitcoin by name in there, but he does reference digital currencies.
Yes. And it should be noted, and that's the important thing about the article that I have from TechCrunch, he was being tongue-in-cheek.
Very much so.
And
it was firmly
there's
planted.
A comment from his spokesman that says, this is just a satirical version of Senator Manchin's letter mm-hmm. meant to draw attention to the fact that bitcoins are not any more susceptible to the problems that the senator points out than dollars. Congressman Polis is not actually calling for a ban on physical currency, but hopes this helps move the debate forward so we can come up with ways to improve Bitcoin, not ban them.
Toll-free number. Well, I don't want the government to touch Bitcoin. Not that they could anyway. It's out of their purview. 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin, decentralized currency that is taking the world by storm. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live. In fact, I got something about Bitcoin Jesus coming up.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze-Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, take control, toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there and enjoy all the features. You can actually create the content that which you see on the front page was put there by listeners just like you. And you can go and edit that content by voting up what you like, down what you don't. You can also submit content straight to the front page of the site by going to, again, freetalklive.com. You will need a Reddit account and a freetalklive.com account. Once you have those two things, you can easily link them together on our website, and then it'll be very easy for you to submit content and vote as your heart desires. And then we'll see that every night before the show and determine whether or not we should talk about it. In fact, I pulled the very top story from the website tonight to discuss. It's a letter by the head of Tesla Motors to the people of New Jersey. We'll share that with you here in a few moments. But we are talking about Bitcoin, and I want to let you know how you can get started with Bitcoin, because it's a really important concept. This is probably the most important thing that has happened since the internet. So, like, Bitcoin wouldn't have happened without the internet. So the internet was a pretty big thing that that happened within the last 20 or 30 years. But Bitcoin is probably the next most important thing, because it has taken money and it has put it, the power of money, into the hands of the people instead of the bankers and the government agents. It is decentralized, meaning that there's no central authority, there's no government or corporation that's in charge of Bitcoin, that is in control of Bitcoin, that can stop Bitcoin. Bitcoin is decentralized, meaning that there are nodes of this network all over the place. I've got one on my computer. You could have one on yours, and the more nodes there are, the more difficult it is to take down. And hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people now, are using Bitcoin around the world. It is the most effective and the best financial transaction network out there. You can send money and receive it for pennies worldwide. It's just incredible. If you haven't done the research, you can go to weusecoins.com to learn more about Bitcoin, what it is. But if you're ready to get started, to jump into the world of Bitcoin, the first thing you need to do is have a Bitcoin wallet. And you can accomplish that by going to blockchain.info. They've got encryption in your browser, which means that they're not storing your wallet information in any way that can be hacked. Blockchain cannot access your wallet. You are the one that has access to it, and it's encrypted and decrypted right there in your browser to keep you safe from FBI and NSA prying. Blockchain.info's wallet also has tools that allow you to send your Bitcoins anonymously, and you can join millions of other Bitcoin users today. Get your free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. That's blockchain.info. Now, somebody who is also a fan of blockchain.info is also known as Bitcoin Jesus, a.k.a. Roger Ver.
Some people think that he is Satoshi Nakamoto and the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Well, if that's true, he's got a pretty good cover story. His cover story, which actually I don't think is mentioned in this this article. This is a Salon.com piece about him, Roger Ver. He is a listener of Free Talk Live, and he ostensibly found Bitcoin through listening to Free Talk Live.
Because of Mandrake.
Because of Mandrake. I'm not sure I remember that part of the story. Tell me more.
Mandrake, the guy that used to make baklava.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Was an advertiser of yours,
mm-hmm.
and he accepted Bitcoin. And the story, as I heard it from Mandrake,
mm-hmm.
is that Roger told Mandrake, I learned about Bitcoin because of you.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's cool, because I know that he had heard about it on Free Talk Live. I didn't know if he'd heard the advertisements, or not the advertisements, but us discussing Bitcoin and also Mandrake taking Bitcoin. I don't know how that exactly went down or where he heard it first, but he did hear about it first on Free Talk Live. What the exact subject of discussion was, I don't know. But again, if you say that he's Satoshi Nakamoto, Daryl, then that would mean that he's lying about hearing.
I said some people think he is.
You're one of those people, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, then.
But that's more a joke thing, just because of how involved he is.
I tend to believe Roger. I think that he really did hear about Free Talk Live, hear about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live. But, you know, it's a good cover story.
I've also jokingly said that the guy that helped install a security camera was Satoshi Nakamoto, just because he's a computer geek.
Salon.com with a story about Roger Ver. I have sworn, writes the author here, whose name is Eric Bovim, to not write the name of the island where Roger Ver is currently residing, the reason being that he fears for his life. It is the second time we've spoken in 4 weeks, and this time his anxiety is palpable. It leaps through the phone. Ver talks about his future the way a revolutionary might, uncertain and littered with likely chances for wrongful imprisonment or assassination. He won't start a family, he tells me, because a child's father should be there, and he fears that he won't. Ver and his partner of 2 years, Ayaka, have been lingering down in the Caribbean for several weeks now, ever since he began to seek economic citizenship on one of the islands, a maneuver necessary before obtaining full citizenship. That was granted weeks ago, and now he wants to renounce his U.S. citizenship as well.
That's probably a very smart thing to do.
Ver is a legend in the Bitcoin community, known as the Bitcoin Jesus, for his tireless evangelism of the virtual currency. He's not Bitcoin's only voice, but he's quickly finding himself the last man standing. Newsweek rocked the Bitcoin world this week when it claimed to have identified the elusive founder of the currency, Satoshi Nakamoto, who it turns out is an elderly Japanese man by the same name, living in plain sight in California. Although there are some big questions as to whether or not this is actually, in point of fact, Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin. I think a lot of people are saying there's no way in hell this guy's the actual Satoshi.
And I've heard other people say that he could be the real Satoshi, and that once video cameras showed up, he decided, you know what, I should put on an act that I'm not Satoshi.
Mm-hmm.
And one person in particular who said that, you know, it's very likely that he did put his real name on the paper because he just figured, I'm writing some weird academic paper. It would be almost like if Jason Sorens, the guy that wrote the academic paper for what eventually became the Free State Project, if he would have decided, you know what, let me release this under a pseudonym, and then nobody would have known who he was. He was like, it's just some weird, goofy academic paper. I'll put my name on it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me because, as I understood it, Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous, or what was supposedly anonymous creator of Bitcoin, wanted to be anonymous. Why the hell would he use his real name?
I don't know.
Yeah, and he did trade emails with some of the people in the early days, like Gavin Andreessen, who's one of the primary developers of Bitcoin today. So, all the evidence was that he was trying to obscure his identity. So it seems kind of silly that he would have just been using his real name the whole time and is some old guy that lives, in California or something like that.
Yeah, Temple City, I believe it is.
Apparently it led to a high-speed freeway car chase and a slew of commentary suggesting the unmasking of Nakamoto is the last nail in the coffin for a currency beleaguered of late with scandal. But Ver doesn't buy it. He says, pretty much for sure, it's not him, says Ver, who claims he's never met Nakamoto. If you read the posts on Amazon.com's product reviews written by the Newsweek Satoshi, and if you've read the actual white paper about Bitcoin written by the actual Bitcoin Satoshi, it's really, really clear that it's not the same person. Will the world ever know the real Nakamoto, I ask Bitcoin Jesus? Ver says, I hope not. We'll tell you more about Ver's story here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Do send your contact request first. It will be approved and will be easy for you at that point to get in touch with us on Skype. And if you have the choice, go ahead and use Skype. It usually sounds better than your phone. So you can join us either way. We've, of course, also got a website. You can go there, get interactive, and you can help support Free Talk Live in a variety of ways. One of them is to, you know, share the show. We've got archives up there. The archives go back for years. You can download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like, and if you find one of them that you really like, just share it on your Facebook page or your Twitter or wherever it is that you spend your time socially bookmarking and networking online. Please share your favorite Free Talk Live episodes. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. Now, you know what? If you care about your online privacy, you need to check out ProXPN. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices. Plus, if you're a Linux user, you can get instructions. You do have to email them for the instructions, but you can get instructions on how to get your ProXPN set up on Linux.
It's super
easy.
Way easier than I thought it was going to be, because usually it seems like everything's more complicated on Linux, but you could argue that it's actually easier to get working on Linux than it is on those other operating systems. But anyway, proxpn.com/FTL, it's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your internet connection. So that way, your internet service provider, which currently is probably logging everything you do online, every website that you visit, every search term that you enter, logging that information for up to 5 years, meaning that it's easy for the government to access that info, you can stop that right now by using ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the app, get started with it, and then instantly you're protected from any future snooping by your ISP. In fact, ProXPN does not keep logs of your internet surfing and searching habits. So huge difference in privacy protection there. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use our discount code to get 20% off the price of their premium account, which gives you unlimited bandwidth, and you get access to certain things you can't do with their free account, like privately torrenting. If you want to torrent privately, you can do that with ProXPN. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, you can pick your server around the world which you would like to connect to, and that'll help protect your location. That way, websites you're visiting won't know where you are. ProXPN.com/FTL. Plus, they get you around internet blocks. If you're in a place like China or some coffee shop where they're not allowing you certain things, or a school or a workplace where you're prohibited from searching for certain terms or going to certain websites, ProXPN beats all that, too. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get signed up. Get started tonight. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and you save 20% by using promo code FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. We're talking about Bitcoin Jesus, as he is called. His name is Roger Veer. He is actually a listener of Free Talk Live. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times in real life, actually a few times in real life. He's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I believe also to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. He's definitely a supporter of liberty activism, supporter of a lot of the things that are happening here in New Hampshire, and definitely a supporter of Free Talk Live. We hold the claim to fame that we helped him find Bitcoin, that it was through Free Talk Live that he came across the idea of Bitcoin. He got really excited about it and apparently loaded up on them in the early, early days when they didn't cost very much money, and now he's doing pretty well for himself. He goes on, or the story here from Salon.com, it's called The Ballad of Bitcoin Jesus, goes on to talk, they were talking about how he's currently holed up in some sort of island nation attempting to withdraw his citizenship from the United States, and that he's kind of scared that they're coming after him. Anyway, go on with the story here. The Nakamoto Saga, Nakamoto being Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of the Bitcoin currency, comes on the heels of a string of public relations fiascos that have blackened Bitcoin's image. Now the currency, whose value has fallen nearly 30% in the past month to around $650 per unit, finds itself fending off image erosion on both flanks. On the one hand, there's its close association to a now-indicted kingpin with links to an underground network of hitmen. They're talking about the Silk Road, of course. On the other hand is the perception that Bitcoin is merely a speculative bubble like the Dutch tulip craze. In a sting operation last year, the FBI arrested Ross Ulbricht, the alleged mastermind behind Silk Road. By the way, got to meet Ross's mother in Austin.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, so she was really nice, and she was, of course, asking us to promote her website, freeross.org, and I told her, assured her that we've been talking about the Ross Ulbricht situation since before Ross Ulbricht was known, and, of course, we'll continue to update you on that story as we learn more. But anyway, they allege that he is the mastermind behind Silk Road, which is an illicit marketplace, because they took it down and then it came back a month later as Silk Road 2.0. An illicit marketplace for unsavory and illegal drugs, Ulbricht is charged with, among other things, the torture and assassination of rivals. Shortly thereafter came the arrest of Charlie Schrem, the CEO of a Bitcoin startup financed by the Winklevoss twins, who, according to the Department of Justice, sold over 1 million of the digital currency to drug dealers on the Silk Road. It didn't help matters that Schrem was the vice chairman of the Bitcoin Foundation. And this month came the biggest hit yet, the Lehman-like collapse of Mt. Gox, a virtual bank for the currency, exacerbating Bitcoin's PR problem at the worst possible time. Veer estimates that he lost over $1 million, meaning that Veer apparently had money in Mt. Gox, and they went belly up.
Ooh, that is not good.
I first made contact with the entrepreneur earlier this year through Twitter, then began exchanging information over email before finally conducting a lengthy interview with him over Skype. During that conversation, I learned that Veer and his partner are living in a mid-range hotel at one of the world's bluest beaches, where there's a swim-up bar and old ladies who sell handmade floral pattern shirts under the banyan trees. I mean, he's pretty much narrowing down where this guy is. In the beginning of the article, he said, I've sworn not to say where he is, and then he goes on to describe the hotel. He says it's a Caribbean island. I mean, I realize there's more than a handful of Caribbean islands.
There are a bunch of Caribbean islands.
But nonetheless, he's certainly narrowing down the area of the
and
world.
And he also mentioned the economic citizenship, and that is not something that every country offers.
Right, that was also another clue. So he says he's on the Caribbean side of the island. Tourists congregate by 5:30 each winter night to watch the sunset. I know this because, strangely, I have stayed at this particular hotel before, more than a decade ago, when my college swim team visited the island to train. Not exactly the trappings of a Bitcoin millionaire. Veer says what a long, long road this has been. He explains his frustrations that he's encountered in denouncing his American citizenship. He said, I tried to make an appointment with the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo several weeks ago. They told me the soonest they could fit me in was March 19th. I didn't want to wait that long, so I wound up getting an appointment 4 days ago. I went there with all the paperwork in order, ready to renounce. They told me I'm not allowed to renounce yet, and I need to have a cooling-off period to think about it. If it's something I really want to do, which anybody who knows me knows I've been considering this for a long time. Whenever he's speaking, Veer's discontentment with America is in plain view, unfurling itself in unintentionally humorous ways, as when he portrays his current predicament. He says the U.S. is making it extremely difficult for me to stop being American. The discontentment is also there when he talks about the first time he was arrested at age 18 for staging a protest against tax day in his town's postal center. And it's there when he refers to his 8 months in federal prison more than a decade ago for selling firecrackers on eBay without a license. I wonder, why does anyone decide to cease being an American? He says it's just incredibly inconvenient. It's dangerous to travel to certain places, and the U.S. government uses all the money I pay them to kill people around the world. I'm not interested in participating in that type of system. However, the anger in Veer's voice when he talks or when he speaks about authority figures or government slackens entirely when he begins talk of Bitcoin. His excitement registers as quickness in his speech. Bitcoin is amazingly transformative, Veer expounds, because it's the first time in the entire history of the world in which anybody can now send or receive any amount of money with anyone else anywhere on the planet without having to ask permission from any bank or government. Nothing like that has ever existed before in the history of the world. The only way to stop this now would be to turn off the internet and keep it turned off. 855 450 free. More about Bitcoin Jesus, Roger Veer, here in a few moments. You can also take control and bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6255.
800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the CEO of Tesla Motors, you know, the company that's been making cars that are 100% electric, and they look pretty nice too. Like the designs are pretty fancy.
They're luxury electric cars.
Yeah, and they look really sharp. But apparently they've been halted. Their sales has been stopped in New Jersey, and Tesla Motors chief CEO and product architect Elon Musk has something to say about what happened in New Jersey. We'll share his thoughts here in a moment. And also other car-related news, Daryl. There's a company called Uber, which is a ride-sharing company that helps people get from point A to point B.
Not necessarily ride sharing.
Really? I thought that was the term that they use.
They are a taxi service, but all of their drivers are independent contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And Uber does not actually own the cars.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that I've seen the term ride share used with them, and I don't think they would accept the term taxi, because I think that's something that has certain legal connotations associated with it, which is one of the issues, is that they're being stopped from doing business in a lot of places
right.
by governments that are trying to basically say that they are a taxi service, and so they have to jump through all kinds of licensing. And anyway, you have something in relation to them in the city of Houston, right?
Yes. What's a cease and desist order issued by the city attorney in Houston against not just Uber, but everyone in the city of Houston.
We'll get into that here when we get a chance. But more about Roger Ver. He is one of the biggest proponents of Bitcoin, an early adopter, and now doing very well for himself, because I don't know at what price he bought in, but it was before we did. And couldn't have been very much money when he first got into Bitcoin. He's been a huge advocate of it, and now he believes that the government is after him, so he is no longer in the United States. In fact, he's actively trying to rescind his so-called citizenship. Bitcoin Jesus first came into public view last year when he gave the largest ever charitable donation in the currency, $1 million, to the Foundation for Economic Education, a nonprofit closely associated with libertarianism. Founded in 1946, Fee notably opposed the Marshall Plan, Social Security, and minimum wages. A strain of libertarianism runs through Veer's own personal philosophy. He says, if there's no victim, it shouldn't be a crime. I like to call myself a voluntarist. That means that I think that all human interaction should be on a voluntary basis, and that nobody should be able to use force or fraud in any human interaction whatsoever. Veer's voluntarism, a kind of hyper-libertarianism, seems rooted in his childhood, which he recounts with a hint of mythologizing. He was born to Christian fundamentalist parents in San Jose, although he hasn't spoken to them in over a decade. His father kicked him out of the house when he was 16, Veer explains, when he nearly succeeded in having his father arrested for grand theft auto. As the story goes, entrepreneurship was an important part of Veer's life from early on. He started selling candy bars in junior high, pocketing $50 a week. By high school, he began to earn real money and purchased himself a white Ford Mustang. His parents disapproved of the purchase, and when his father placed an ad in the local paper to sell it, Veer says he called the police, who told his father they would arrest him if he didn't withdraw the ad. Veer went on to start a business, Memory Dealers, a kind of wholesaler for computer parts that made him a millionaire by his 30s. Then along came a surprise that changed his life, Bitcoin. He was eating a bowl of Wheaties in late February 2011, alone in his kitchen in San Jose, when, as he was listening to a podcast about the currency, that's Free Talk Live, suddenly interest in it swept all over him. I didn't leave the house for over a week and had just had food delivered. I only slept maybe 1 or 2 hours a night for over a week. After a week of being on this Bitcoin binge, I got so sick, I had to call my friend, please come help me to the hospital. His obsession with Bitcoin had threatened to kill him. That spring, he made his first Bitcoin investment. Here you go. Okay, here's the info we were looking for. He spent $25,000 on Bitcoin back when they cost around $2 each. That was followed by even more transactions. By summer, the price of Bitcoin had exploded to $30, and by August, Veer was a Bitcoin millionaire. Despite the currency's recent tribulations, Veer remains optimistic. He says 5 years from now, over $100,000 for a single Bitcoin is well within the realm of possibility, he says. I'm not calling and predicting that they will be, but it's definitely within the realm of possibility. These days, Veer lives as much as he can off of Bitcoin. Plane tickets, hotel bills, even the odd haircut, all Bitcoin. Keeps a home in Tokyo and another in the Caribbean. He's growing concerned about his safety and is sympathetic to Ulbricht, the indicted Silk Road honcho. He says, I think he's actually a hero for setting up the Silk Road and doing that sort of thing. I don't believe the government accusations that he was trying to hire a hitman, especially that he was offering to pay the hitman by a wire transfer. To me, it seems absolutely impossible. And I suspect that what was going on there is the government wanted to have his character assassinated, because if they had just arrested him solely for selling drugs and setting up the website and not having conspired to have anybody murdered, I think he would have quickly become a folk hero and people would have rallied to his cause. That's why they added all those murder charges, murder for hire charges, to that. Veer believes federal agents could swoop in and smother his future with conspiracy charges. For the most part, he says, if the U.S. government really wants to get you, they're going to get you. So hopefully they should focus on other things other than me. But it's a real fear, he pauses. It's sunny today in Redacted, and we're almost out of time. I don't think I'm likely to be assassinated, but I worry about being sent to federal prison for some sort of made-up charge for crime where there is no victim. In the end, there is hope from Veer that sticks with you. It's wild-eyed optimism, utopian perhaps, but irresistibly positive. I want to believe him. I want him to be right. It's gospel for some in these digital times. He says, I think examples of free market transactions between peaceful people using Bitcoin and the internet, I think it's a wonderful thing. It's going to make the world a better place. And you could argue that it already has, that Bitcoin has done what it set out to do. And now we're still, you know, just feeling the effects of it, and we'll see interesting new developments and, you know, new innovations around Bitcoin, making Bitcoin easier to use, seeing Bitcoin spread into new businesses. Daryl, you and I were at the Corner News here in Keene, New Hampshire today. We both made purchases with Bitcoin, but it was a little rocky.
Yeah.
It was a little rocky. Usually it's pretty fast. Usually when I'm in there buying something and I send Bitcoin with my blockchain.info app, literally within 2 or 3 seconds, there's, you know, it's indicated that the transaction is coming
and
through.
I went back this afternoon to get the merchant app.
Well, earlier when we were in there, it took a couple
of
minutes.
It took a couple of minutes. I went back, got the merchant app installed on the owner's phone,
mm-hmm.
wasn't able to get it installed on her worker's phone
mm-hmm.
because the worker has an iPhone.
Oh, man.
And the app is only for Android. But
because Apple hates Bitcoin.
Probably.
Yeah.
I went through or, you know, showed the worker how to go through the thing on the website that I have set up
mm-hmm.
for them. And I made a purchase, bought a Slim Jim for like $1.50, and it went through in like 10 seconds.
Okay.
So this afternoon it was fine. This morning it was just a little wonky.
Yeah, and we don't know why that is. These are things that are going to get ironed out over time as more businesses enter the space of providing Bitcoin merchant services. They're going to want to be sure that they can help merchants get their transactions as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And you're going to see upgrades to the Bitcoin currency itself, as we've already seen. They're improving Bitcoin, unlike dollars, which don't get improved except they put some sort of strip in with colors on it. Bitcoin actually has new feature sets that come out over time.
And one thing that the owner of the store told us when we were there this morning is her credit card machine no longer goes over the telephone line.
That's right.
It now goes through the internet. And she said that she's been having issues with the service going out. So there are periods of time during the day when she can't take a debit card or a credit card.
So even that network isn't perfect.
Right. So that's the point. Like, you know, people think, oh, well, credit card, debit card, what could go wrong? Well, the power could go out.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, that's going to affect Bitcoin as well as the power goes out.
If the power goes out, my smartphone and your smartphone are both going to work.
That's true.
During a temporary power outage.
True, true. So long as the phone company still has power. Because if power goes out and the phone companies aren't battery backup, and they probably are, most of the time they are. But there have actually
been
times.
Well, when the power goes out, I still have a cell phone signal.
Yeah, most of the time, the cell phone companies will keep their systems up because their battery backup. 855 450 free. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Another innovator. We're talking about innovations here. The Bitcoin, of course, big innovation. But Tesla Motors is an innovator. They're making cars that are fancy and electric, 100% electric only. But they've been banned from doing business direct to consumer in New Jersey. And the CEO has a few words to say about it coming up on Free Talk Live.
Right now until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like donor oak laminate for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, beautiful carbonized bamboo for just $139, even spectacular Bellowood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's MEOWBIT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326.
or visit drhurley.net for more information.